Hey, what's going on? Good morning. This is Antoine Royale, Mr. I Think Different. And today we're going to talk about having a backbone. In this day and time, they say you're mean, you're ignorant because you have a backbone. Nobody respects a tough spirit anymore. Everything's so soft and, oh my gosh, why'd you say that? People don't see the intention. It's too soft and like it's too feminine nowadays. Like, you know what I mean? I feel like we need balance. And a lot of times when somebody tell you, oh, you're being mean, it's not that you're being mean, you're telling the truth. Or you're protecting your heart. You ain't got time to be letting everybody in. Don't let nobody say that you're being mean just to let them, like, they want themselves in there so they can do whatever they want to. Oh, open up. Open up to what? You can't have blind faith. You have to have intentional faith. Or you can't have a blind goal. You have to have an intentional goal. What is my reason to open up to you? Especially if I see things are not right with you and it don't. Like, if your aura doesn't sit right with me, then there's no reason for me to open up. High by, keep it pushing. I don't even have to say high by because I know your aura. Just because you feel some type of way, what that got to do with me? Now, I'm supposed to feel some type of way all the time because I let you in when I wasn't supposed to, when you knew your intention. So if you knew your intentions wasn't good, or if people know their intentions aren't good, then why try to, like, the thing is with people, like, when you have a person, their intentions aren't good, they look for an easy victim. They don't want to challenge too much. They want an easy victim. So it's like, all right, let me see the easiest victim I can get over on. They take your kindness for weakness, and then what happens? And then you sitting here like, damn, I was wrong. Is that the third? Always follow your intuition or your first instinct. That's my saying. Like, my pop was never around like that. But when he was around, when I was older, he used to say little things that stuck with me. He always said, follow your first heart or your intuition. Usually it's the right one. And I didn't understand that until I got, like, a little older. I'm like, oh, all right. Yeah, like, I see what he was talking about. So, being as though, like, I do a lot of business and promo, I'm more of a recluse. So, a lot of people will call me mean because I protect my energy. I don't let people in. And you got to look at it like this. The people that you do let in, when they see that you don't let everybody in, they feel special. Like, okay, you only mess with a certain kind. You mess with everybody. You all around all willy-nilly. Something ain't right. Now, you could be a happy person and talk to everybody. I could do that all day. But to let people in, that's a whole different situation. You're not mean. You just have a backbone. You have something to stand on. They have to live by your standard. You train people how to treat you. So if they live by your standard, they cool. If not, then let them go. You train people how to treat you. I'm going to keep saying that. You train people how to treat you. So if they don't like the way that you command or demand respect, then leave them alone. Because respect go both ways. I'm not going to respect you. You don't respect me. I'm not going to give to you. You don't give to me. I'm not going to express to you if you don't express to me. If I do, I might express the wrong emotion. So, long story short, to keep this thing clean, you're not mean. You have a backbone. I think differently.